the agent that was able to enjoy life, especially after being surviving from cancer, and understanding the work-life balance. And I want my kids to look back and say, "Mom figured it out."
Welcome to Real Estate Agent Superstars. I'm your host, RJ Baxter with ClearPath Home Loans, and I have got an awesome guest for you today. On the show today is Jen Riley of RE/MAX Professionals, and Jen is going to talk today about the niche that she has specialized in over the years. She's a specialist in helping physicians and other healthcare professionals with their housing needs. So she's going to share a little bit about what she does in that realm, how a niche has helped her in her business. And I really hope that you enjoy this episode as much as I did. So let's get into the episode. Welcome to the show, Jen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, RJ.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being here. Definitely appreciate it. So I wanted to have you on because of your niche that you're involved in with physicians, which is a really interesting and unique thing that you're doing. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the real estate business.
Sure. For about 20 years, I was a registered nurse, and I met my husband doing that when he started his residency, as he's a physician. And I met him in Utah in 2001, I think. Anyways, and when he finished his residency, we ended up getting married and we moved to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I did all sorts of different nursing jobs, from teaching to critical care to managing a program, student teaching, all that stuff. And then we ended up moving to Denver from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And anyway, so long story short, I ended up getting less and less classes because I was teaching at that point. And I decided I didn't really want to go back to bedside. My kids were little and I just wanted to be around. So I decided to get my real estate license in 2014. And okay. My husband and I had tried to buy a house when we were first married. And we did buy a house, but it was a lot harder had we not known about physician loans. And so I found out about physician loans in 2011. And since, you know, we had had a couple and it was brilliant. You know, these guys they've earned it, you know, they can do 100% financing, no mortgage insurance. And it was just a no brainer to me to be able to invest somebody else's money and make money off their money. So anyway, so once I got my license, I was like, I want to share this information with doctors because most of them didn't know about it. And so that's kind of where it's gone. And so from 2014 to now, between 65 and 70% of my business every year is physicians. And so, yeah, so it's super fun. And I feel like I'm still using my degree and working with medical professionals and I know their world and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. So did you right off the bat kind of start focusing on that niche or did that just come about naturally?
Yeah, as soon as
you decided later to focus on it?
No, as soon as I got my license, I mean, within the week, I picked up the phone and started calling and Googling and seeing if lenders had a physician loan product and that I could give to my clients in Colorado. And so I developed relationships all over the country, which has grown quite a bit. And those guys all know me as the Denver physician agent and they refer me a lot of business.
Interesting. Have you found that having a niche and focusing on a niche like that has caused you to not get other types of business, or is it sort of pigeonholed you into just that one type of business or one type of client?
No, not at all. If people know, like, and trust you, they're still going to use you. It doesn't matter. The job is still the same, but it just is a little bit different with physicians as far as their loan piece. And I'm very educated on both different types of loans. And, but yeah, no, it has not reduced my other business whatsoever. People don't care.
That's good. I think a lot of people, when they consider going into a niche, they're a little bit worried about the fact it might prevent them from getting other business and they might actually have less business. So what would you say to that?
I can't imagine that being the case.
Well, then sometimes a specialist in one area, they end up getting actually more business because people that want that type of service want to go to someone that's the expert in that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, for sure. I had one client that I actually talked to him last week, but he said he Googled RN Realtor before he moved here. And he had an agent, which worked. She was also a nurse and went into real estate, and she could have referred me because I knew her, but he just Googled and that's what he wanted. And, he's almost done with his fellowship and plans to stay in Denver. So he's excited and he wants to buy a bigger house now. So anyway, but yeah, we talked last week and it's pretty cool though. I want that to be every physician's experience though, to, want somebody with that expertise that knows their world. So.
Yeah, totally. So tell me, or take me through the evolution of your business. How did this develop over time from when you started in 2014?
Basically what I started doing was I became part of a network called the DRS Agent Network, and that's recognized by American Medical Association, SOMA, which is a student osteopathic medical association, and then also the American Medical Student Association. And that's recognized as being capable of understanding physician loans, understanding the physician world. Obviously, I kind of was grandfathered into that part because I've worked with them for so long and I'm married to one. So I get, them a lot, and I understand they are relying on our expertise and they don't have time to deal with the whole house hunt thing, and they want you to handle a lot of it. And so, so that started there, and I started growing that way and just learning as much as I possibly could. And then trying to educate, as many physicians I could get in front of about the loan. And then I was able to get into Kaiser Permanente and educate their, physician recruiters, kind of like a recruiting tool to say, hey, do you want to move to Colorado? Yeah, you can buy a house, really. And this is how. And so they love that. I went in initially, just saying, hey, this is a value proposition to help you guys recruit. And they liked it. And then now I do tours for them when their physicians come and interview. And for the most part, if they end up buying a house and getting the job, they use me. I just stay in touch. And even if they rent it first, I just stay in touch with them, and eventually they buy. And then a lot of it's referral. A huge amount of my business is referral. Physicians, they get so busy and they forget. So you have to stay in touch, no matter if they call you back or not. They want you to call. They want you to check on them, and they appreciate it. They just a lot of times don't have time to call you back, which is fine. I understand that. I just want them to know that I'm here for them whenever they need me. And I think it's a reminder just to say, hey, I'm here. And then they tell their friends. So it's really grown, tremendously in that regard. And then the latest is, I, with one of my fellow DRS agents, we just started a national network, and it's called Physician Real Estate Network. And him and I, he lives in Chicago and I live in Denver, and he wants to, him and I basically have decided that we're going to help physicians move wherever they're going to move. And we'll find them an agent like me and like Tom in another city. And we vet everybody, and everybody has to go through a process. And if they don't have some education and they don't understand, like, let's say they don't know physician loans that well, well, they're going to go through that process. And if they don't know, they're going to learn all about a physician and how they become a physician from undergrad through all their training and what that looks like. So they get a better understanding of what their career path is. And so they can be really sensitive to that when they're working with them.
Hmm.
So
interesting. So you just don't take just any agent.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
No.
So you mentioned educating physicians and medical professionals. In what ways have you done that over the years? Is it just teaching classes or live or one-to-one, or do you have other methods?
A lot of it is one-on-one. And then, you know, the lenders, a lot of the physician loan piece is between me and the lender and explaining to them how it works. And then if I don't know something, I'll ask, but most of the time, like, I've gotten pretty good at being able to explain what it is. And most of the time they want to entertain it. And then I, you know, give them that information so they can work closer with the lender and how it works. And then, as far as, classes and stuff, we haven't started that. I am about to, and start to offer webinars, on physician loans and how it works and how they can actually buy in residency. I just finished the presentation for that specifically. But, like in the, it, currently it's more like a, you know, a buyer presentation and one-on-one. And I do a lot of those, with physicians. So.
Okay. Okay. What have you done for online presence and to get found on Google?
Or do you
not look at that really?
No, I have a Google business page. And I have Instagram and I have LinkedIn and I have Facebook. And I, you know, doing lots of social posts. I think, there's always room for improvement there. I do video. I want to improve my, like, do more video. But I do market update every month. And then we use BombBomb through Remax Pros and we get, you know, lots of stuff sent to your sphere and, yeah. So, and then, our plan for the new, business, which we started to do some ads, which is, interesting because we've gotten a lot of agents, that want to work with us, which is awesome. And they've reached out to us through our website. And then we've also gotten one physician loan lender, that lives in Austin, I think, says, okay. Hey, I'm interested in working with you guys. And then I got my first, we got our first physician yesterday and filled out a form. And then I asked him, where did you find me? How did you find this? Cause I wanted to know, like, you know, where is this coming from? And he says, and this is all text cause he was at work, of course. So, and, he said that somebody recommended you. And so I Googled you and then I filled out the form and I'm like, okay. You live in Tennessee. Like I'm a little lost, but right, I don't know. So that's awesome. I'll find out today when I talk to him, but you know, somebody in Tennessee is talking about me. So
okay.
That's good.
What website did he find or where is that form?
It is physicianrealestatenetwork.com. Physicianrealestatenetwork.com.
Okay. Okay. Nice. I could see where this could have a lot of value just with SEO and video, like you mentioned, and social media, because it's a really specific key term or keyword. mm-hmm. or a lot of different keywords around it with these topics. So it's pretty exciting. I'm kind of sometimes a web geek that way. So I find that interesting.
Well, we had a guy build it took probably 4 months to really build the website, and we have all the keywords that we want. We went over, you know, I mean, I don't know how it all works, but I'm just mm-hmm. like, okay, this is who we want this to pop up and show. And I think it's good. And now we're just got to really, it really hit the social media piece to link it to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
In our cool. posts. So
yeah. So looking back on your career so far, you've been at about 10 years. What was the single moment or that one moment where you said to yourself or look back and say to yourself, this is it. This is the reason why I got into this business.
I would probably say, I mean, the reason why I got into it's all about relationships to me. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I lost all my hair and I had a wig that kind of looked like my hair, but it was longer. So I was like, Jen, your hair grew really fast. but anyway, so I went through a lot and the relationships just in real estate and all my friends and everybody's circled around and it just makes you feel like you're loved, you know? And so I thrive when I'm out and around people. I don't do well like sitting in front of a computer all day. I'm much better out with people and I just like to develop those relationships. And so I know so many of my clients reached out to me, which was, you know, when they found out what was going on and it was really pretty awesome. So
that's really cool. Tell me about your most interesting transaction. What was one that kind of stands out as being unique or I don't know in what way, fun or difficult or whatever it may be?
Interesting transaction. I don't know. They all have their own. I mean, fun, interesting. Yeah. I would say probably, I mean, I don't know if it was, it wasn't super interesting. It was just more frustrating and trying to put out fires for, you know, to get my clients to close. And it was a random condo. And unfortunately, FEMA had instilled a flood zone all of a sudden. And there wasn't a flood zone there before. And so now the condo had to get insurance and it was a mess. And so it took, I think we went under contract in October and didn't close till February.
Wow.
So, okay. We had to be creative and my clients they ended up moving in because they had to move out of their place because they were renting and they moved in and rented from the sellers because that was our only way we could make this work for both parties, you know? And then when they closed, they closed. Okay. And the sellers had to trust that they weren't going to just, you know, be squatters. So,
right.
And they were actually going to sign. So it worked out, but you know, it was frustrating for both parties, but, and then also the appraisal came in low on that one too. So that was, you know, it was just like everything that could go wrong went wrong. But you know, the seller and the buyer like remained okay. So, and I think it was because of the agent and I made it work. So.
Yeah. That tends to be how they go. It seems like when one thing goes sideways, it's a series of things.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's been my experience.
Of course.
you know, it's just how it works, I think. What's your real estate superpower? What are you known for?
I would say, as far as just like what I do well, or I'm very good at explaining things and educating people and making sure that they're not doing something that they probably shouldn't do. Or, I mean, I'm super honest. I point out everything that they tell me. If you say you're not, don't want to back to a road, and all of a sudden we're looking at a house that backs to a road, I'm going to point that out and say, remember what you said. Let's make sure that we're on track here. And if they still want to buy it, that's fine. But I want my clients to buy what they want and be happy with it, and not, I don't care what they buy, but I want them to buy what, you know, they told me they want, instead of just settling for something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So, on that thought of being good at explaining things to people, do you have a certain way that you do a consultation with a new client, or a series of
I do. So I sit down with them, and I have a whole buyer presentation on a PowerPoint, and I sit down with them. And this is more, I mean, it's really good education for the buyer, especially first time home buyers. And then it helps me, so I don't forget to tell them something. And so, and they're not going to remember it all, of course. And so as we go through, we'll explain step by step, this is what's going to happen next. And I also have a transaction coordinator that's, you know, behind that as well. So she's explaining too. So it's not, they know what's going on. And then, you know, I mean, I feel like when they're under contract, I talk to them all the time. Like the communication is always there. And with sellers, like, I have a presentation for them as well, and explain exactly how everything's going to roll. And I do that, you know, when I first meet them and go see their house and stuff. And I do the same thing for everybody, because that way I know I did it right, you know, and I didn't miss anything.
Do you have a team besides the transaction coordinator?
Right now I don't. I did have somebody for a bit. Right now I'm a little cautiously considering something down the line, but not right now.
Okay. So where do you hope to take this? What are your plans for the future?
I honestly want to be known in this area, as the doctor's agent, like the person that I want every physician in town to know who I am, you know, and refer me. And at that point, yes, I will need to have a team.
Yeah, because there's a lot of doctors.
But that's, you know, that's down the road. But I just want to have that. I feel like I give so much value to them. And so I want to bring that to everybody locally where I'm, you know, showing. And then beyond that, with my new business, I really want to bring value to physicians everywhere. So I can't tell you enough how many times I've had a physician say, well, I got a job out of state, I got to move, I want to bring you with me. Do you know anybody that's you? I'm like, well, and so that's kind of where this whole thing kind of stemmed from, where I was like, well, I can help them find somebody. So why not build a business around it? So I'm hopeful that that's going to create a passive income for me. So, you know, when my husband and I want to retire, we can retire on that, as well as my business continuing to grow here. And may have a kid take over, you know, as the head person. I've got one of them that's kind of interested. I think he's good too. He can talk to anybody. So, but he's got a few years yet. So before he can,
I was going to ask if they're already grown or they're still in school.
I have a 16-year-old son and an 18-year-old. The 18-year-old's going off to college in the fall. Okay. So the 16-year-old one is who I'm eyeing, but okay. I want him to go to college first because I want him to have the business degree that I never got. So.
Yeah. Well, you have the business degree of life.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
Which is the best
one. I didn't have to pay for that.
Yeah, well, and I have a business degree, and I can tell you that I've learned a lot more just actually doing business.
Actually doing it, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So as you grow your network in this other business that you're doing, what are you looking for in another agent? How can you tell who's going to be successful, and what kind of qualities are you looking for?
If I was going to hire somebody, mm-hmm. is that what you mean?
Because, well, not hiring, but as far as agents you're looking for in other states and that sort of thing. For
your gotcha. We want them to be full-time. I cannot take a part-time agent because that's not going to go well. Because you know how physicians work and you have to be available. I want somebody who's willing to promote this as a niche. Excuse me. And really... be excited about it, you know, and want to go get it. Would love if they had some experience in the medical world, not required, but be awesome. And then willing to learn. Like if you're not that familiar with physician loans, that's okay. That's pretty easy to learn. I just want them to be eager and then they have to have produced something. Like it can't be a brand new agent. I'm willing to work with, or we are, I should say, Tom has an opinion. definitely willing to work with who we think is right. But we kind of look, you know, on advertising and how they advertise on social media, because it's so important nowadays. Mm-hmm. And these young physicians, that's where they're at. You know, they're on there, they're not really on Facebook. I've been called the old lady my older clients are on Facebook, but the docs really aren't. They're on Instagram. Mm. So.
Yep. Yeah. That's interesting. I just actually had a compliance meeting with the attorneys that helped me with my business to make sure I'm compliant. And the lending people, CFPB, they look at only Facebook and LinkedIn, apparently. They don't look at Instagram. So I guess they're behind the times.
Hmm.
So, I'm going to still make sure Instagram's compliant, of course, just in case, but they were saying that definitely Facebook and LinkedIn.
I get a lot of clients from Instagram.
Oh yeah, totally. But I mean, as far as the compliance side of it, I'm going to make sure on all.
Oh yeah.
But you're right. For my kids tell me I'm old school with Facebook. They don't go on there.
And my kids kind of go on Instagram, but they make fun of me because I have more than one post. Because if they post something, then when they post something again, they delete it.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
They're like, why do you have more than one post? I'm like, I have a business.
I want that content on there.
I don't know. It's very strange, but they, you know, they snap. Anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting. What will your legacy be?
What will my legacy be? The agent that was able to enjoy life, especially after surviving from cancer, understanding the work-life balance. And I want my kids to look back and say, Mom figured it out. That's cool. Could be with her family, you know?
That's the best legacy there could be.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Cool. Well, if people are listening and they want to find you and mm-hmm. take a look at what you're doing, or maybe take a look at your network and being a part of your network with your new business, how can they find you?
They can call me or text me, 303-204-8423. And then my email is Jen at remedyrealestateteam.com. And you can check out our website, physicianrealestatenetwork.com as well, if anybody's interested in that. I sell in Denver, and I'm happy to help agents if anybody has any questions. I really think that you know, starting a niche is really smart. Just find what you love to do or people you like and go after it. And I promise you, riches are in the niches, right? So I really feel like that is 100% why I've done so well. So
that's awesome. You know, I have one more question. I was going to kind of wrap it up there after that with your links and everything. But one question that came to mind for me is, what if someone's listening and they're like, well, I'd like to get after that physician niche, or, you know, I want to go after this other niche, but someone else is already in that space. Like Jen's already doing the physician thing. Like I can't do it now because Jen's already doing it, or I can't do the veteran niche, let's say, because someone else is doing that. What would you say to that?
I wouldn't discourage it. There's plenty of business for all of us. 100%.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's a great
answer. I find if you can collaborate with people and help them out, you know, no, I'd say go for it. Okay. Now I wouldn't farm an area where, you know, 20% is one agent, but you know, that would be kind of a waste of time because they've already established themselves there. But mm-hmm. if nobody's doing anything, you know, you go for it. But
yeah.
That's a little bit different though. So
right.
I think a niche, you know, you could live up in Northern Colorado and, you know, I'm considering getting an agent up there for my physician real estate network. Cause I mean, I don't go up there very often and I don't really want to, but I have to, you know, find that right person that I would feel comfortable with the docs. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very wise words, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time to be on. You're awesome. And I really respect and I'm impressed by what you're doing. So good luck in the future with everything you're doing with it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us today for that interview. Hope you enjoyed it and got a lot of great information from it. Please subscribe to our channel on YouTube and on the different podcast platforms. That's how the word gets out. And if you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a 5-star review to let other people know how much you enjoyed the show. Once again, my name is RJ Baxter with Clear Path Home Loans. Have a great rest of your day.